This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adetula and Ron Hughley.
All right, welcome back. We are 8 hours in, baby. 8 hours in on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon as we are taking on the task to try to help feed Houston and help with the Houston Food Bank, and
Give us money!
Okay, there's...
We went to the pen again!
I told you, we've gone to the pen again!
Shot energy at 2 o'clock shot of for energy. You boys!
I've got me a shot of energy, too. I knew Tyler would come through with a shot of energy, and yes, we do need it. But the shot of energy is already happening because of you. It has been an amazing, amazing turnout. I am wearing this Texans jersey because we reached 10,000 a long time ago. And I said I would put this on if we do, and we did. And we are now trying to close in on 20K.
Is that my
boy, Ron? It is your boy, Ron. We're trying to close in on 20K right now. What you can do is text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. And that is a way you can donate.
And can I give you a little extra motivation to do that? Whether you need to, again, Sports Radio 610, all one word, to the number 71777, or text into our text line. If you need the website, I will text it to you, because for the next hour, for this 2 p.m. hour, our friends at NetBar have generously offered to match all donations up to $1,000 in this hour. So for the 2 o'clock hour only, your donation is worth double, thanks to our friends at both the West End and Shady Acres locations of NetBar. So get those donations going in now.
Please, please, please do that. So, and remember, you can still call in. Tyler will be ready to set you up.
Now, calling in isn't for the donations. Calling in is for the dinners.
Yep.
But the double time, here we go, on the match. That is on the fundraising site that we have here. So, again, Sports Radio 610 71777, or just send a text to the text line asking, "Hey Reggie, I need the website. I will send it to you. I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to continue to raise money for this fantastic organization is the word I was looking for in the Houston Food Bank.
It is. And speaking of the Houston Food Bank, it has not only been our pleasure being able to do this and assist with the Houston Food Bank.
Sorry, Julie. He's a little punch drunk, as I'm sure you can tell.
I'm not punch drunk.
You are punch drunk. You've been messing up a little bit more than usual.
Listen, I'm trying to clear my throat a little bit.
Oh, okay,
Julie,
my bad.
I don't know why. We're having a good time. Julie, we thank you so much for joining us.
Julie Voss, the Chief Development Officer. For the Houston Food Bank.
Yes, Julie Voss, the Chief Development Officer.
I just said that, though.
I know, I was just about to say
my bad.
And you chimed
in. I did steal your thunder.
Julie, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here. Julie, we've had a great time working today and really been kind of surprised here. Your overall thoughts and really kind of help the people know exactly the work you guys are doing every day.
Yeah, well, first I want to thank y'all. And every time I turn around and look at my phone, there's more money raised. So it's amazing. And it is very appreciated and very needed. So if you get to that 20,000, which I feel confident you will, that provides 60,000 meals for folks across the viewing area and the listening area. So every dollar counts. Every dollar is equivalent to three meals. And it's summertime. Kids need food. Our seniors need food. And we're always there to help them.
Absolutely. Super excited to be able to do this. I think, for one, I kind of wanted to speak to, or I was hoping that you could possibly speak to, like, what has created this need? How have you gotten to this place where there's this additional level of need? Because, I mean, we know that this is literally the largest food bank in all the United States that's served here in this greater Houston area.
It is. So we serve an 18-county area, which is, you know, we're very populated. We're a big area. But there are a lot of folks that need food and are food insecure. And the majority of the people that we feed actually have someone working in their home. They're making the decision on whether they're paying their rent or paying utilities or putting healthy food on the table. So we are here to help them make nutritious choices and to be able to provide that to their whole family.
As Reggie was kind of to kind of get into, what has been the change now? It seems here recently, as I met with some people there, that there's been a bit of a change here and a difficulty that's made it kind of an issue to service all of the people that you've had to that you've been serving for years and what's kind of been the shift there.
So we have lost about $11 million in federal funding since January, which has had a significant impact on our ability to be able to get food, to get it, and then to get it to the people who need it. And you may have heard just within the last hour, I think the Big Beautiful Bill was passed, and that will have another significant effect on folks who use SNAP, the food stamp federal assistance. And that is about, in our community, about 51% of those are kids that benefit from SNAP, and another 11% are seniors. So in addition to the 11 million we've lost and the food that we've lost, we see this being another something that will be difficult for folks to overcome.
And obviously that means that there's more people that will lean on the Houston Food Bank for the services, which is why this matters a great deal. Julie Voss is the Chief Development Officer of the Houston Food Bank that we're talking to here. And one of the things I wanted to ask, because it's been the number and the thing that we've cited all day long that has really caught people's attention the most, is how the food bank is able to be so efficient as to get three meals out of one every dollar that's donated. Is there any, can you give us any insight into how you're able to be so damn efficient with it? Because it boggles the mind.
I'll tell you, the way that we are most efficient is, first of all, we have not only tremendous financial supporters, but we have great partnerships with most of the grocery stores, HEB, Kroger, Trader Joe's. They all help us and provide groceries and fresh produce for us. And then additionally, we have about 90,000 volunteers that come to the food bank a year. They help to package, to sort, to put meals together, and we could not do what we do without them.
And by the way, I'm because you mentioned the volunteers, many people who, you know, have been donating have also either volunteered or like continuous donors, and they're just seeing this as another opportunity to add a little bit in. How does one get involved with volunteering and, you know, having that continuous donation? Because obviously, as you mentioned, the money is going to be great, but it doesn't go nearly as far without the volunteers and people on it and every other day of the year.
Yeah, so they can go to HoustonFoodBank.org. And under ways to give, that's where you can give money, but you can also sign up to volunteer. And if you are a person, an individual, or up to 30 people, you can just go online and sign up. You don't even have to talk to anyone. You just put either I'm a new volunteer, I'm an existing volunteer. You set up an account. You come in when it's convenient for you. And then if you have a larger group, you can reach out to our volunteer services and they will get you set up.
For so many people that are there with you and you're there on a daily basis, as you said, so many different, you know, cuts and things like that. And I'd imagine how frustrating that has to be. What kind of gets you guys to get going every day to because there's a thought of throwing your hands in the air a bit, because that sounds daunting to service 18 counties, to service over 1 million people, and then to have, you know, that funding and that amount of funding cut. What kind of gets you going every day and the people that work there?
Yeah, I think for one thing, we get to see folks and talk to folks who have benefited from either the Houston Food Bank or maybe a food bank or a pantry in another city, and get to see what a difference it made in their lives. And, you know, every day we run into someone who says, my mom was a single mom and, you know, the food bank, wherever, the Houston Food Bank helped put food on our table. And then we have 1,600 partners, which are schools and churches and pantries across the city, and they are helping people every day. And so it is wonderful if you go to them or you run into one of our partner agencies and they talk about the importance that the Houston Food Bank is in them being able to deliver that food and help the people in their immediate community.
Man, that's awesome. There's a lot of people who have been wanting to get involved monetarily, but I mean, it's not always easy times for everyone. And so, you know, opening up the pocketbooks is not always available, but sometimes it's like, hey, I got a little food at the house. How does people, is there an additional way to kind of add in with just kind of general foodstuffs? Because I recognize that there's also a need there with the actual physical foodstuffs as well.
There is, and you can always donate food. Most of the grocers have places where you can drop them off, or you can drop them off at the food bank. I will say we always need food, and we are very grateful for anything. But because we're so efficient, you know, please, I would encourage you, rather than if you have the means, instead of going and buying a can of green beans at the store that's going to cost you a dollar, donate that dollar to the Houston Food Bank, and we can make that stretch and provide three meals with that.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, the math does add up when you say it that way. That's my bad.
I can't even in my mind get, it's kind of what you're saying. I can't even in my mind factor how that works.
I would have to get into some coupons. Yeah. I'd have to haggle at the register to see if I can maybe make some shake.
I got these two cans of green beans in my hand, but you can get multiple meals out of that, which is amazing. All right, is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience that's listening? And also, as we've been sitting here, I'm seeing multiple donations continuing to come through. Again, guys, please text Sports Radio 610 271-777. That is the way you can donate. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience in terms of information or anything else that they would need to know?
Yeah, I think one thing, you know, with it being summer and we're going into the 4th of July weekend, but we started our summer feeding program on June 3rd. And, you know, there are so many children across our area that are on free or reduced lunches and breakfast. And when summer comes, they don't have lunch or breakfast. So the Houston Food Bank every morning prepares about 10,000 meals that are sent out to about 250 Boys and Girls Clubs, local organizations, where the kids, we get meals to children every single day. So this time of the year, even with all the cuts, everything is very, very critical at the food bank. We're also moving into hurricane season. I guess we are in hurricane season, but we're usually fortunate in June and don't have much, but here we are in July, and that's a critical time as well when we provide disaster relief to so many families that we don't even usually need to assist. So every dollar counts, and like I said, goes a long way and is very, very appreciated.
It's kind of amazes me, of course, and this is the position of privilege that I'm thankful I get to operate in, but just how many different times of year and different circumstances that I don't even consider that then would add to the weight and the workload of the food bank. Like, I did not consider the idea of, okay, hurricanes, you say it and it makes perfect sense. Summer when kids are out of school and not necessarily getting some nutrition from the school, that then leans on as well. And I imagine there's a myriad more of those instances that you go, oh, well, this actually adds a different workload and this adds a different tap in. So it's why we are so happy to be able to contribute and help at this period of time.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who has contributed today. And anyone, I'll just make that push you said for the next hour.
There you go.
$1,000 match.
Net bar, baby.
Yeah.
There you go. $1,000 the entire, this entirety of this 2 o'clock hour. And listen, Julie, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to have to deal with us for a little bit. we want to continue this as a yearly project and do this each year.
Especially now that you told us this time of year is already a time that starts to tick up. Yep. This feels like it works well.
Yeah. Reggie and we just had conversations and just became really, really inspired and passionate about trying to do something to kind of help out something. I mean, just people going without food, people needing to eat, and people see the people in the city and see things all over. And you can see there are people out there who need food. And when you start talking about kids, that's what really gets to me as somebody who worked with kids for years. And you're, like I said, you're stuck with us, Julie. We are looking, this is just the first one. We are looking to do this and continue to do more and more.
So would you say it's the first annual then?
It's the first annual, mm-hmm. Julie.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
First annual, baby.
Well, I look forward to being back here next year then.
All excellent. Right. Very
thank
good.
You. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
clap it up.
Clap it up.
See, Mel, why are you not clapping?
I don't know.
Because I'm working.
Oh, okay. He's working, okay. Baby. Sorry. He's working now. And Cam,
I didn't mean to yell, by the way. I love you.
And Cam Smith just came through with an RBI double, and that's what it is right there.
Yes, sir.
There it is. Julie, again, we appreciate you. Again, guys, as she just said, our
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friends at Net Bar, have generously offered to match all donations up to $1,000 throughout this 2 o'clock hour. So right now, if you are donating, which you can by texting Sports Radio 610-271-777, your donation will be doubled at this point. So go ahead and do that right now as we continue this push, trying to get to 20K. We'll let you know what's going on with the Astros as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon continues going on.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adetula and Ron Hughley.
All right, as we continue here, guys, we have just under 4 hours left in our Radiothon. We've been rolling since 6 o'clock. How you doing? You good?
Doing actually really well, which really made me laugh as soon as I looked at... I looked at the YouTube page, of course, Sports Radio 610, and Champ Slice, who has been in there.
He has been with us.
He's clocking it every single hour. Although I will admit, he has been at work as he's doing this, but he's in there saying that he's tired now. He's been tired, running off fumes. But, so I was going to be like, hey man, you're just watching. However, that's not true. Watching while at work, appreciate you rolling. There's a lot of you guys that have been rolling with us for a large period of time, or some level of... portion of this program, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you keeping us up, keeping us excited and going, and also just great appreciation to the many, many, many people who have added in and gotten us to a place where right now, just looking at cash donations, we're sitting at $12,705, and that's before we account the potential for the $1,000 match.
That's right.
It's coming in from NetBar during this 2 p.m. hour. So for the remainder of this 2 p.m. hour, up to $1,000, NetBar is matching donations. So please, please, please take advantage of it. And, of course, I've been trying to shout out all the folks putting in. There's some names in here I got to shout out for sure. Did I mention Steph Stradley earlier?
Steph, you did mention Steph. Yep.
Johnny Lambert, thanks to Johnny. Perry Charles, shout out to Perry, super fan. All right, so Sean Bajani, who will be joining us to help us close this out. Aaron Kapner, who is a star up here at Odyssey Houston. Tendai Hodge, Aubrey Yancey, Josh Hall, Lithia Metzmeyer, who is also helping out. K-Specs in there. And, of course, I have to get to this because we had Sean Pendergast on earlier in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
He was calling us live from Jamaica. He's on vacation in Jamaica, and that was before he got going on his red stripes. He has since had a number of red stripes, I've been told.
Is that what he's drinking?
Probably saying Mon a lot.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because here on the donation list is, and I'm reading this verbatim, I want you to understand it. The donator, or the person who's donated here, is Sean P. Yaman.
Oh my God.
That is a verbatim. Am I lying?
I don't know if you were listening earlier. He attempted a Jamaican accent that he clearly was not confident.
Am I lying here? What does that say?
It. I'm looking Sean at it right
P.
now.
Sean P. Yaman.
That's so lame,
he
Shawnee.
He attempted it.
Sean.
He knew it wasn't hitting and immediately, as I said, tried to slide to some sort of a Chicago accent.
And then everyone feels awkward and it's just weird because you're like,
That's all right. Not good, Sean. You know, much like sometimes when I see Dwayne Wade's outfit choices, I'm like, all right, you stepped out there, man. You gave it a shot.
Good effort, good try.
And he came out. All right. By the way, the Astros lead 2-0. Cam,
I wouldn't say that about Cam Newton because I feel like he can he's still got enough musclage to make
Speaking of Cam Smith, he's right at it again. He had an RBI single. And what did you know? Somebody's running on the Astros again. But
they got there safe too.
Yeah, they got there.
Who would have thought?
But also Christian Walker with a ground out. Wait.
Say it right. RBI ground out.
I was gonna say he grounded out, but he did lead to a run. It is 2-0. Astros in the first inning. We'll obviously keep you updated there as they are looking to sweep the Rockies right now. I want to get here, guys. We have slowed up a bit. Again, I want to thank you so much for everything you all have done. We've slowed up a bit, and we are now entering our time, damn it. It is now 2:25. That means you are in the drive territory right now, and we have multiple dinners by all of the shows here, including another additional dinner with B. Scott and Figgy Fig. But, damn it, Tyler Milner, Clint Sterner, and myself, The Drive, we're sitting here at $1,000 right now for our bid. You can jump over that, share some stories, get some nastiness, get some some Tyler Milner-ness. I told you there's a bottle of Blanton's waiting for the winner. Mm-hmm. If you bid here, we're at $1,000. 713-572-4610.
And that's at Carbach. That's a fun time.
Yeah, Carbach. You can eat and drink with us there. Clint said there'll be some extra things there. We've got stories. We've got things that you'll only hear at that dinner. Right now, the bid is at $1,000. You can jump over that by calling in 713-572-4610. And Tyler will take your call, and we will get you in to hang out with us. All right? $1,100 will do it right now. So jump on over and do that here. What's what are the bids at right now? I believe $1,650 is where Payne and Pendergast is.
I think it's actually $1,600.
$1,600.
Yeah, you tacked on an extra $50 there.
I did. Sorry.
And is that because you're putting up a bid? You gonna get the bid yourself?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I've done my part.
All right.
Lost. Very good. $100 And the by the way, the Rockies have just tied the game at 2.
I hate Coors Field so bad.
On a home run.
So bad.
Brandon Walter gave up 2-2 here in the first inning, as Tyler would love to hear. We'll keep you abreast on that situation.
That's right.
Look at our guy right there.
I'm not used to this live and in person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to hearing it.
Welcome to the show.
I'm not tired. I think I'm going to be disoriented just by, like, Tyler Milner being my producer. I've never had this happen before.
Oh, you're going to have a great time.
Okay.
It's going to be a sexy time in here, baby. It's going to be a good.
Get all up in the mirror hole.
All right, show. I got to be honest. You've done a lot. You've moved out of your comfort zone a decent amount to secure more and more donations today, and I appreciate you for it. You're currently wearing a Houston Texans H-Town Blue number 24 Hughley jersey in a way that you had protested for many years at this point.
Yes.
And you're wearing it because we crossed the $10,000 threshold. And you're going to wear, to that particular dinner we were talking about, a Houston Rockets jersey with your shoulders all out, just showing all your arms. And so I understand and I appreciate that. However, it seems like there might be some people that be willing to put some money down to see you ride a bike. I'm just gauging the waters to see if that is something that we can utilize to help, you know, pump up the donations.
Why is it here, since we've been here since 6 a.m., why is it everybody wants to see me do something extra? All right, I've done enough.
Because you're the most extra.
No, that's not true.
They all want their big sex.
There we go. That is.
Was that even heard over the air? Did that happen?
The first contribution we get from Patrick Creighton is, all they want to see is they big sexy.
They want their big sexy.
That is PC, baby, in the building.
That's right. He joins us in as we continue here.
Actually, can I do something here? Sorry, because
birdie told me
that the Area 45 dinner, which is currently high bid at $300 at Christian's Tailgate with Patrick Creighton, with Sean Bajani, with Chris Santiago, I've heard that there's an additional sweetener that I have not heard about just yet.
So, you know, on Area 45, well, we do things like free stuff. Mm-mm. Well, we got a little extra spice for the dinner with us, because we decided Area 45. We want to do something. We want to be up there with the big boys.
Oh, okay, all right.
So you will not be having dinner with myself, Sean Bajani, and Chris Santiago.
Oh,
you will be having dinner with myself, Sean Bajani.
That's confusing.
Chris Santiago, the current WBA number 6 super middleweight contender, Darius Fulgham.
Hey!
Okay. All right.
And you will be having dinner with 4-time world lightweight champion, Juan Baby Bull Diaz.
This feels a little unfair here. Is you're bringing? I mean, you're bringing celebrities to the dinner. That's fine. All right. Hey, it's no competition
so,
here.
So keep
the
in
goal
mind,
to raise as much money as we possibly can.
We want to raise money So those of us at Area 45, you know, the we wanted to bring in, we brought in a legendary Houston fighter in Juan Baby Bull Diaz. Darius Fulgham, number 6 ranked WBA super middleweight, also fights out of right here in Houston, Texas. They're going to join us. Juan's going to bring the belt. And if you want some stories, you want to have fun, man, they got tons. And remember, 2 o'clock hour, there is a donation match going on right now.
It's happening right now. You got 30 minutes left.
Now is the time. You want to bid on that dinner with us at Area 45 along with Darius Fulgham and Juan Baby Bull Diaz. Get your donation match. Now's the time.
It is. There you go. 713-572-4610. You can call in to get your bid in. Get your bid in.
Now, fellas, I was just at a meeting,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me some food. And I know that you guys have been here all dang day. Would you like some food?
We've actually been taking pretty good care of when it comes
good,
to
I'm
food.
I'm going to eat it myself.
Go ahead and eat it. Yes, nah, yes.
Eat whatever. I ate my lunch.
This is called bacon candy.
Okay, never mind. I do want some food, actually, now that you mention it. That sounds fantastic.
This is called bacon candy.
That seems like something I should be avoiding, Tyler.
Oh, you definitely need to avoid this.
Monday's
this
right going to be here soon, man.
That's true. You still got the weight. How is
you
that
make
going
your own
for
decisions,
you, bro?
Though, bro.
Hey, man, it's bacon. It's protein.
Just, yeah, I mean, you're a grown man, bro. You decide here what to do.
That does look delicious right there. Yeah, that does. Oh, smells good too, man.
That is incredible.
And these are...
I mean, it's fine.
Hold on, so...
I much prefer a salad, personally. I'm going to be honest. It's not that good.
I bet you are.
These are the bacon cheddar biscuits.
Oh, he's got more.
Oh, there's more food?
There's more food.
We're doing food trying now. Oh, God, it's four.
Ron?
It looks like some sort of a honey butter. I'm just looking at it.
And what are you doing in there tempting my man, PC?
That's all right. Look at that. Is that a honey butter? Why don't you just dip that in there? Dip it in there.
Wait a second. When did I just become like...
Dip it in there.
A succubus.
You could have got a little bit
more. Tyler Milner.
What's that?
Basically, are you just calling me a succubus? I'm in here tempting the man.
That's a hell of a word, my friend. And I do like to pride myself on my educated brain, but I have no idea what that means.
Oh, you know what that means. You know what that means. You know what
can you use it in a sentence?
You can.
Can I have the language of origin, please?
Man. I just want to say, man, I can't believe this, to be honest with you. I cannot believe we are closing in on 20,000 on this thing.
Oh, maybe with the update. What's going on?
We're closing in all together on 20K as we have moved. The food bank has moved the goal multiple times today.
Oh, they're moving the goalpost.
They are. And as Patrick just said, thanks to our great friends at Netbar, your donations for the next hour up to $1,000 will be matched, so it'll be worth double right now. So that will really help us out. We really appreciate that. But Reggie, I cannot believe we got to this point. As I said, I knew I would be throwing this jersey on once we hit the $10,000 mark. I didn't think that would happen before lunch. It did, and it is amazing what you all have come out to do. I've said this multiple times today. I don't think I knew the power of this radio station, and we are seeing the power of you, our listeners who ride with us, the power of this station, and it has been amazing thus far.
It absolutely has. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I knew the 3,000 was maybe underselling us. I didn't know that it was underselling the people by this much. And so shout out to all of you fine folks to continue to support. And I guess I should have understood that because, I mean, above, yeah, there's an opportunity to hang out with, you know, with Clint and Ron and T-Mill and, you know, and Sean and Seth and all of us that are on the station. But more than anything, the real thrust right now is just Houstonians helping Houstonians. And if there's one thing about Houston that we love, it is ourselves in Houston. And I do appreciate you guys showing it with the excess that you have within you. I don't know how much it might have hurt for some folks. I don't know, PC, if you heard, there was a little girl whose name is Dakota who made sure she didn't have a lot, but she was like, put that $6.10 on there because I want to help. I want to help my fellow.
She went 6'10", too. I like that in her.
Oh, yeah, no. She's clearly got a good path ahead of her. PC, before we go to break here, because I know that, I mean, we'll...
And I just want to make sure you know who's producing this right now. You got to be careful when you say things like thrust.
You got to be careful. I'm a professional, man.
When you say things like thrust, I'm not. I almost beat you to the punch. The longer I'm here, the more Tyler I become on the air. As I did a small thrust under the table when he said it.
Did you?
I did. Just
I'm
like
glad you kept that under the table.
I did. I kept it under
the table. I do it under the table every show.
That was my bad. I should have known better. I should have. That's on me.
Yeah. A little pelvic action.
All right.
There it is.
So maybe we just take the break.
Everybody needs
some cool down time. Everybody needs some cool down time.
No, they don't need to cool down. You know what they need to do? They need to go ahead and do the thing and text.
Sports. We only have one more segment for this dollars for dollar match.
Sports Radio 610 to 71777. Your contribution will be doubled. It will be doubled the rest of this hour, the rest of the 2 o'clock hour. It will be doubled. Whatever you can give the Houston Food Bank needs. Remember, they have as we just talked to Julie there. They their budget's been cut by $11 million, and all the help they can use right now. And you can donate, text, as I said, Sports Radio, and that is capital S, capital R, Sports Radio 610, all one word, to 71777.
And I just wanted to say this because we just got a text in from the 832 that said, this is Rolando, tried again to make the donation, and it went in. They said, it wasn't much, but I made a $20 donation. And, buddy, I think you need to understand what we've been talking about all day long. The Houston Food Bank, with the relationships that they have, they get 3 meals out of every dollar given. That's 60 meals. That sounds a lot more like than $20 sounds little. I know that nowadays, you know, you could buy a burger and fries in some places and spend $20. But the Houston Food Bank will have 60 meals off of that $20 donation. So don't feel bashful about that at all. You're doing the Lord's work. All of you fine folks that are helping us out here, we appreciate you.
We do. All right, as we continue, remember, you got about 20 plus minutes right now. Your donation will be doubled. You can go ahead and do that as we continue right here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
You're getting me football horny, as Clint would say.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Atitula and Ron Hughley.
Astros take a 3-2 lead. Isak Paredes gets an RBI double, and Cooper Hummel was giving it everything he had, baby. Getting everything he had, got in just before the tag to give him a 3-2 lead. Another one of those. I didn't know he was going to be on the field for the Astros scoring another run. As the Trammels, the Hummels, the Whitcombs, the whatever. He is another one there as they lead 3-2 as they look for a sweep in Colorado. Once again, you guys have about 17 minutes. 17 minutes as our great friends at Netbar, they will match any donation you make until 3 o'clock, the entirety of the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, we got some people who are making that match work. Yeah. Shout out to Ivan Rodriguez, shout out to James Bartel, Tana Fitch. You guys are doing fantastic work.
Yeah, yes. And you can join that as well, as we are trying to get ourselves up to to 20K, and we are close to closing in on that. Again, if you're looking to wonder how to donate, text Sports Radio 610, all one word, and capitalize the S and the R to 71777. And you can still bid on the dinners there that we have for each show. So there's still ways to give. We're here until 6 o'clock. Reggie and I have been going since 6 a.m. in our radiothon, and we're in good shape, baby.
We're in good shape. Ron's wearing a Texans jersey. If you haven't seen that, I believe there might be some pictures already on Sports Radio 610.
Lee says, Twitter I can't account. See Ron Texans. Yes, you can, damn it. You can see it. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you can see it. Bam, right there. I'm leaning back. Bam,
he's so aggressive. You see this PC? He's so aggressive right now.
Just say, I'm just being myself.
Patrick Creighton of
he's
Area 45.
He's feeling it, man. He's feeling it. He's in the
it.
Zone.
He's deep into it. All right. The Astros, they lead 3-2. I think the biggest Astros news to come out today is the latest update on Yordan Alvarez. And what'd you call it? You did some reading.
Yeah, yeah. It's a segment I like to call reading.
A segment you like to call reading. By the way, I'll let you. You want to give the update on Yordan? We'll let you.
You want me to do the reading again? Well, at least it was a lot of words.
At least give some of the highlights there. I will say Chaz McCormick will join AAA Sugarland today and begin playing with them tomorrow. Jeremy Pena is not doing baseball activities yet, but the very trusted when it comes to injuries, GM Dana Brown said he could resume.
You had to do that to Dana. You're not wrong.
I'm sorry. Dana came out last week and said, hey, guys, woo, you're not, man.
What you mean last week? That was Monday.
There's an outside. No, he said last week, over the weekend, he said there is an outside chance my man could get us to, he can be out here in L.A. And for sure at home when they play the Guardians. Anyway, so
and
that is.
Then. Update.
And then there's an update of him being shut down. And guess what? There's another update.
And right then. Yeah, the additional update says that the Yordan and the Astros.
Listen to this one, guys.
Received encouraging news from a hand specialist. So part of the examination, the additional imaging was done on his right hand, which revealed that the main cause of his current pain is actually inflammation. They believe now that the fracture that he was sustained that had, you know, taken him to a place where he could no longer or they shut him down for swinging the bat is supposedly now a, quote, non-factor in the discomfort, close quote, that Alvarez is experiencing. So they're saying that this is inflammation. He now has received a couple of shots for said inflammation, which is similar to the shots that he had taken previously when they had believed it to be inflammation and had not known about the fracture in the hand. And so they also took solace, it seems like, with this update in the idea that this separate hand specialist diagnosed it in the same way as the previous hand specialist and the Astros staff seemingly seemed to see it. So that is
wow.
in large part what not the on update us, folks. Is. On your and on out.
Not on us, folks.
So you guys are familiar with the concept of three true outcomes?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am.
So this basically CYA update from the Astros. If you remember the last time Yordan had a setback, the very next day, which was June 1st, the very next day, they honored a doctor who's been part yes. of the team for 35
sure
years.
Did. And
who's
made my
a hand specialist.
By the way, we have a turd list coming?
No. Not today.
And
gotta has be on these phones.
My bad.
They should.
Has Yordan seen said hand specialist? We have no idea. So they put out this, like I said, like CYA type thing. So there's like three outcomes here. Number one is they are speaking the God's honest truth because they've already been caught with their pants down so many times. They are now telling us the actual truth, and maybe Yordan's back in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Outcome number two. They're not telling us the whole truth, but they're going to continue to give Yordan these anti-inflammatories basically like every day to try to get him through the season, and then he will have some sort of surgery at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Outcome number three, they are totally full of it, and we're going to find out in the next 10 days Yordan's having surgery. And maybe he'll be back the last week of September.
And the worst part about that is I don't know how to divvy up the percentages of which of those are most likely. Like at this point in my brain, it's just a 33.3% all the way across on all three of those possibilities.
I feel like it's 40-20-40. Not going to lie.
Okay.
40%, they're really telling us the truth because they've already been shamed. 40%, they're lying their pants off and he's having surgery in 2 weeks. And like 20%, they're going to manage this all year with just like anti-inflammatory shots and medication the whole season. Like, think about it from a baseball and injury point of view. What happens when you hear a pitcher has shoulder inflammation? What? It's only a matter of time.
Right.
What happens when you hear elbow or forearm inflammation?
Oh, that's the UCL. That's what
it's
we're
going to tell. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So the fact that, it's inflammation. It's only a matter of time. Whether they can get him through this season before having it, but he's going to wind up having some kind of procedure.
Yeah, and I don't know why my brain did not click until you said it. Inflammation is a symptom. Like, inflammation is not in and of itself.
Right, it's a result.
Issue. So, like, it's just inflammation he's dealing with. Well, what's causing the continued inflammation is the question that you ultimately have to ask there.
And it's not, well, you know, everything's perfectly fine. Like, that's not the answer for why I have inflammation. Especially when you have inflammation that is so painful, you can't grip a bat.
Yeah, you need a shot for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying is we just can't get to a point of, hey, man, yeah, man, yeah, he's good now. Like, it's just inflammation. Like, they thought it was inflammation the first time, and then it turned out to be a fracture. And then they shut him down, and now they're back to saying it's inflammation. Like, somebody on the text line earlier had a great point of, so we got a setback and great news in a...
Same update. Same update.
In the same update in 2 days, in a day's time. Like, it's just... I'm hopeful, and even if he does show up on the field, I will still be concerned if he's good, if he's right. My biggest concern is they've tried rest. They've tried to shut him down. They said it was an inflammation. They said it was a fracture. He went out there. They thought he was feeling good, and it still gave him enough pain where he had to shut it down again and where we are now. And that, to me, feels like, yo, rest isn't the thing that's helping. It feels like, as you said, an operation has to occur here. And then the point is, how quickly or how much can he deal with before having to get that operation? Because I won't be shocked at all if you hear, all right, Yordan Alvarez saw his eighth specialist and he's going to potentially have to have, you know, surgery on that hand.
Let's be real. The only reason you get a second opinion is just the first opinion sucked.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Not it sucked like it was bad. It sucked like the news was bad.
Yep.
You know, you get a second opinion when the doctor says, hey, look, you need TJ. All right, let me just get a confirmation on this. Yeah, you need TJ. Crap. You know, that's usually how that works. You know, think about how they treated Lance McCullers Jr. So after he came back from Tommy John, he starts having more problems in his forearm and his elbow area because he had a bone spur.
Bury me in the H.
And rather than just address the bone spur, they shut him down and then they rehabbed him. How exactly do you rehab a bone spur?
I couldn't tell you.
And what did the bone spur do? It ripped up his flexor tendon. So as they continued to rehab him, the bone spur continued to rip up his flexor tendon until it completely tore it. And it's a 14-month recovery. We're not even sure what they did with Kyle Tucker last year because it was just a bruise. And he'd only miss, you know, a couple of days. Then became a week. Then became 2 weeks. Then became, well, you know, he's still dealing with pain from a bone bruise. Now, if you've had a bone bruise can be painful. But when we get into like 4 weeks and there's, yeah, you know, it's a bone bruise. Well, maybe it's not just a bone bruise. And then 3 months later, it turned out that he fractured his shin. Yeah, the Astros have a
I'm telling you, they're in
long that, storied history.
We've reached the fool me once. That's on me. You fool me twice. You fool me.
Can't get fooled twice.
Can't give me fooled.
But guys, really, this time I'm telling the truth. Really, really.
Please
this time.
Believe me.
Yeah. Listen, I we'll see what happens. We'll see when he rolls out there. To me, it is concerning that rest everything doesn't seem to do the fix, and he keeps having pain.
Yeah,
right. That's the part, and pain where he stops himself.
And every time he swings the bat within 3 days, there's pain.
You out on the Astros' chances to go on a serious championship run if he's out?
No.
Really?
There's a lot of things in play over the next 3 months, right? Number one, do Garcia and Javier come back? Do they look like Garcia and Javier? If you can add Garcia and Javier pitching like those guys, like we're accustomed to them pitching, this rotation is the best rotation in baseball, and that drastically changes everything. This is a pitching and defense team. They're not going to score 7-8 runs normally. Coors Field is an exception. But their job is, hey, our pitching staff's going to hold you to 3 runs or less, and we're going to score just enough to beat you. That's what this team is. Yeah. Altuve hasn't hit like Altuve yet. Walker hasn't hit yet. He's 5-for-9 in this series coming into today, but he hasn't really hit yet. Yiner has been extremely inconsistent. He hasn't really hit yet. You don't have Yordan. You don't have JP. They keep finding ways to win. I mean, they're 21-7 in their last 28 games. They haven't had Yordan for any of those. Last year, they went on their run when Kyle Tucker, their best hitter at the time, was out for 3 months. So there are a lot of things that could happen between now and the end of July. You know, do they get a left-handed bat at the trade deadline? Do they get a starting pitcher at the trade deadline? Does somebody get hurt? Does somebody on another team get hurt? The American League is not the National League. Mm-mm. There's no Dodgers. There's no Phillies. There's no Mets, who apparently forgot that they're Mets. There's
the Tigers and the Yankees still, without Yordan Alvarez, that's like, I think they could, clearly they can get through the season. Hell, they have so many people playing inspired. It feels like Tim Tebow and the Broncos that 1 year. It doesn't matter whoever's close, they just play.
DT, get open on one.
Just do it, man. They just do it. But in a series against those type teams, that dude in the middle right there, and just the way teams can move around people and probably not pitch to Altuve as much. And is Cam Smith going to be like this in the postseason? That to me, I'm out. If he out on them winning it all, I'm out if he's out.
Look, it's a fair concern because of how important he is. But there are other things that can happen. But by the time we get to the trade deadline and what guys do they have coming back, that the equation is not complete yet. Also, boy, the Yankees are an abysmal defensive team.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
The Yankees infield defense is one of the worst in baseball. And they've got a bunch of guys who throw grounders. Yeah. So, like, their symmetry is off, and that's why they've kind of come crashing back down to earth like they always do, because their infield defense is garbage. The only good infielder they really have, right, is Jazz Chisholm at second base, but they're playing him at third, and he's not good at third.
Yeah.
So their defense all around is just not very good, and their pitching is suffering because of it. The only guy you're really afraid of in the lineup is Aaron Judge. He's the only guy. Aaron Judge is not human. Everybody else in that lineup can be pitched to, and you can, like, that's, this is why the Yankees are beatable. The Tigers are different because they're young guys. They don't know how good they are, and they've got.
You got a feel of that last year, now, didn't you?
They've got an elite pitcher at the front of their rotation, and their bullpen, a bunch of guys throw real hard. They're not afraid. They don't know what the fear is yet, and they have an excellent manager. That's a good baseball.
Now, there's a team that was in the postseason last year. A lot of their parts
and,
still
and
there.
Beat the Astros. That is a good baseball team, but that's the best baseball team in the league, and I don't think the Astros are much off from them.
If you got 2 minutes now, you can get them in. 2 minutes, you can still double your donation right now. Text Sports Radio 610. That's capital S, capital R. Sports Radio 610, all one word, to 71777. And our friends at Netbar will match your donation. You have until 3 o'clock to do that. We've seen many people step in and do that. Go ahead and help us. We're trying to get to 20K. We are so close, as we have blown out the $3,000 goal they had set early in 2 hours. We're trying to get to 20K. Please help us do that. We're going till 6 o'clock. And you can do this. And you've already done so much for us, and we are so grateful, and so are the great folks at the Houston Food Bank. But you can continue to do that. You got about a minute left to get your donation doubled. We'll continue right here. Reggie, Ron, our guy Patrick Creighton is in the building. T. Mill is in the building behind the glass window. We're having fun right here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.